A shortage of ag teachers, along with other career and technical education instructors, is encouraging many states to consider sharing staff with companies. Vivaix senior learning designer Tiffany Sanderson says there is definitely a need to fill.
Maybe an agronomist works part-time for a co-op and then is in the classroom part-time. That's a great sharing opportunity. And there's ways to bring individuals who don't have an education background into the classroom through industry certifications, where they learn the classroom management and teaching skills on the job, but bring tremendous technical background and experience into the classroom. And so as those shortages have presented themselves and will continue to, states and local school districts have gotten creative about how to bring passionate and interested individuals into the classroom to enrich students' lives.
The former Lemon, South Dakota FFA member served as a state FFA officer and graduated from South Dakota State University with a degree in agricultural education. Sanderson considered teaching, but had the chance to join the National FFA Organization staff and later served as the South Dakota State Ag Education Supervisor. Today, she's still a big supporter of ag education and the FFA.
Just being proponents of agricultural education and the experiences that students can get in their local classrooms, and then expand on those through work experiences and their supervised agricultural experience and their FFA membership. It takes more than people in the classroom and those providing financial resources, but also those who are advocates and proponents in helping others to understand the value of agricultural education. My husband and I both enjoy that role.
The Red River Farm Network's National FFA Week coverage is sponsored by the Minnesota Agricultural Education Leadership Council, Corteva Agriscience, ProSeed, Bayer, and Nutrien. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.